when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, people. You are listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, this Blood River Radio. And do we have a special surprise for you tonight? We're doing a complete unique or unique, like my youngest daughter used to say when she was little. Instead of saying unique, she'd say unique. We're doing a complete unique show. It's the closest thing that's ever been done. It's for Blood River Radio when we were in Harrison, Arkansas, a little over a month ago. But we're coming from a remote location. In parts unknown, and we have so many guests. We got guests at the Yang Yang. By the way, it's October the 26th, the day after my wife's 70th birthday. People,
congratulations!
She was 70 years old yesterday. We have another this surprise guest you're not used to hearing. He's right here with me. But we've got a lot of in store for you. We've got guests from all over the United States. We've got, as a matter of fact, we've got people. I don't guess he's going to be on our show, but he's from a foreign country. But people, listen. We're going to dispense with the normal outline because it's so special tonight. And as you know, if you stick around Blood River Radio long, you know the drill. We do a prayer. Sam, take it away, son.
You're going to spit nails, kid. You're going to crap thunder.
You got that right.
No, we got to pray now. We got to be reverent. All right, here we go. Our dear Father in heaven, we come before thee this wonderful day to thank thee for the opportunity that we have to be together. To stand for God, family, and country, to bring people together from around the world to focus on sacred principles and to work together for solutions and to make a difference. And we pray for thy guidance as we do so. We pray for thy spirit to protect us and comfort us and strengthen us. We pray for clarity as to the things we should do that'll further our cause of liberty everywhere. We thank thee for thy guidance and for thy love, and we pray that we can move forward powerfully and build thy kingdom around the world. And we pray that we can help those who are struggling to feel thy presence and to best know what they should do to fight for freedom in their lands as well. And we pray for this guidance as we carry forward on this radio show this day. And we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I'm sure y'all recognize that voice. We thought he was homeless at first, some homeless person coming in here in our room wanting a drink. But lo and behold, it was Sam Bushman, the big kahuna of Liberty News Radio. Without Sam Bushman, the big kahuna himself, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no political cesspool. There would be none of that stuff. We'd be out there in the wilderness of broadcasting. And people, the very first guests we've got here, we've got people from all the way around the world. The guy who's getting ready to come on, he needs no introduction, but I'll tell you anyway. His name is Simon Roach. And like I say, he probably needs no introduction to y'all because, as you know, this our radio show here was dedicated to Simon Roach and his people going all the way back for 400 years. So with that, I'm going to shut my big mouth, and I'm going to let Simon Roach take over. Simon, God bless you for coming to this family reunion we're participating at out here in the middle of nowhere.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Thank you for having me. And, of course, Saitlanders. I'm only here by virtue of Saitlanders Organization of South Africa. It's fantastic to be here, to be on your show, and to be amongst good people.
God, I've got chills, Simon.
Yeah, well, we've got chills, too. I've just been doing a series of videos on Skype Messenger, little three-minute vignettes, and sending them to South Africa. And one of the themes of the videos was the class of the people that you see on the right wing in the USA. You know, I've been to scores and scores and scores of meetings and events and conferences and you name it. on the right-wing events here in the USA, and there is one consistent theme. You meet people of such class, bright-eyed, fresh-faced, decent, respectable, well-deported, courteous, well-dressed. Perhaps I've been going to the wrong churches all my life, but I honestly have never been to a church where you see such a superb class of people in the audience, or you know, in the church, as you do in an audience of a right-wing event here in the USA. It's a fantastic environment to be in.
So that's so great. Speaking of winos and homeless people, we just had another one walk in. We refer to him as the Bearded Wonder.
Yeah, he's our patron. He's my patron. He's patron of various radio shows and various events and what have you. He's the guy who pulled the fat out of the fire for an event about 4 months ago. No names mentioned, and he's helped me to come out here to this event. So you know, he's everybody's hero.
Well, he's helped yours truly here too. In fact, I'm sorry I mistook him for another homeless person. We have one homeless person sprawled on the floor over here. Oh wait, no, it's not. People, we're having so much fun. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to settle down tonight. But you know, if you will, I'll just go back and briefly give you about the 30-second review of Blood River. The name Blood River came to me in a dream. I don't care if you believe it. Well, I hope you do believe it. But if you don't, it's too bad. It came to me in a dream over a year ago when I wanted to get this radio station going. And I knew Simon Roach. I knew the hellish conditions they're going over there in South Africa. I told my friends in a hunting camp up in the middle of nowhere, middle Tennessee. We said, we got to do something. We have to do something no matter how pity-wise it is, you know, how no matter how pitiful our effort, we have to do something. We can't sit on our butt. So I said, hey, we'll name the show Blood River Radio, and we'll dedicate it to the VorTrekkers who fought at the Battle of the Nkome River at the Christmas holidays around 1838. And you know the story. We talked about it here many times. Less than 500 Afrikaners defeated a force of over 30,000 Zulus. Well, listen. We have a guy over here, Simon Roach, comes from South Africa. And matter of fact, he's just got here probably several days ago, wasn't it, Simon?
Yeah, I came in about 10, 11 days ago now, and spent 4 days in Washington and then came down to Tennessee last Saturday. So today's the 8th day in Tennessee.
God, I tell you what, I just really, I know I said this before, when Rich went over there last year, I said, I cannot believe what I'm doing. It's just surreal that God does rule in the lives of men. I know Simon knows that. I know Sam knows that. I know everybody in this room knows that. God does rule in the lives of men. I could not believe I had here was with our radio show was 2 months old. We had Rich over there broadcasting from South Africa. We had Simon broadcasting from South Africa. And lo and behold, he's here again. I mean, I just can't believe what we're doing. And we're doing it on a shoestring budget, people. We really are. But, Simon, we're probably getting ready to go to a break in just a second. But there you go. When we come back, people, hang on to your seat. We're going to let Simon tell you a little bit more when we come back, okay? Hold on. By the way, let me know how you like that bumper music, people. I handpicked that song myself. Be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Right back with my handpicked song. When I'm going to install Dictator in 60 more days, they're going to install me as a dictator. That's going to be our new national anthem here in the new United States of the Confederacy. Anyway, people, we're getting ready to go right back to Simon Eves as we speak. Simon, take off, my brother. Tell them the story you told me that you're going to tell them.
Thank you very much. Well, this is just a story about goodness and kindness and good and decent people. I gave a speech yesterday, and I was last night at an event. And I was a little bit ill at the time, and so I just felt that I couldn't recite the speech that I'd written, and that I would just speak, extempore, just wing it, which I did, and I was afraid that the speech hadn't come out all that well. To my surprise, afterwards, Dr. Michael Hill, who everybody knows very well, a very good man, a kind man, a righteous man, came to me and he said, somebody, and he won't say who, somebody in the audience who heard the speech has said that, apparently a wealthy benefactor, has said that they will pay for me to come out and give a speech next year.
Right.
And apparently this guy said, and I'll pay for as many times as he wants to come out to give speeches in the USA. Which is just fantastic. It's so kind. It's so good. It's so touching. It's so humbling. I found myself walking around all the time now wondering who this character is. And, sort of wanting to greet everybody so that I'm, equally respectful to everybody. You know what I mean? You don't want to sort of ignore the guy who's secretly showing such kindness. But that's just another example of the character. The superior class of American right-wingers, and you will find it the length and the breadth of the right-wing in the United States of America, wherever you go. It is the consistent theme. It is the recurring theme of the United States of America, the right-wing on the United States of America. Such classy people.
God, I've got chills, Simon. Simon, I got chills. People, I got to tell you this once before. Everybody in my crew, there's only one person in Blood River Radio that was not in Charlottesville that fateful day of August the 17th, I believe it was, 2017. I rode to Charlottesville. We've got four of us in this room went to Charlottesville. We rode to Charlottesville together. Rich Hamblin, the bearded wonder brother of mine. Simon Roach was there. Matt Goodwin. We all went together. That's when we made the unbreakable blood bond, blood brother bond. And that bond
and Gene was the fifth.
Yeah, Gene. That's right.
And the five of us rode together.
That's right. One of them is not in this room, but there's five of them here in this right here in the wilds where we're broadcasting from. But Simon, I would not trade that for all the money in the world. I wouldn't trade that for Rich. I wouldn't trade this anybody.
One of the great experiences of my entire life. A noble and pure and good and decent and respectable experience. You cannot criticize that experience in my ears because I was there and I know what occurred. We did not for 1 minute instigate or initiate or stir any trouble. It was brought to us and the people, the fine men of the right wing who were there, stood their ground like warriors without throwing poo as our enemy did. Without throwing urine, without macing people and bear spray and hitting people with pipes and tubes and batons. They just stood their ground and took it. One of the finest, most noble experiences of my life, I tell you what.
Simon, I don't know if Simon was there. God, I'm getting chills. I'm about to cry. But, you know, the night we broadcast in there, at the time, we were political cesspool guys. We bleed political cesspool. We still do just because I got this radio show. We overloaded the servers. Sam said, whatever that means, I'm not a tech guy. But did you know the servers crashed? We had so many people listen to our show that night. And Simon's right there broadcasting live with us. I'll never forget that. I remember James told me, Sam told me when we were going up there. He said, you'll never forget that when we come back. He said, you will never forget that as long as you live. As long as I have my mind, I will never forget that, Simon.
No, I don't think any of us can forget it. And I'll tell you one thing that I said to our leader, the founder of Saitlanders, Mr. Gustav Müller, that was probably the most outstanding thing for me. I will bet you any money you like that there was only one group of people, which is to say those of us who were associated with the League of the South. League of the South guys and the other two organizations that were associated or allied with the League of the South on that day. That is, I believe, the only group of people that was obliged to pray beforehand. Dr. Michael Hill said, we are not stepping out of here until we pray for the blessing, the benediction of our Lord before we go to do this thing. And I said to Mr. Müller, what could be finer than that? Than going into battle with God on your side, for better or for worse.
Amen.
Anything else doesn't count. Can't compare the two.
God, I've got chills. You know what, Simon? God was working today with that benefactor. Make no mistake about it. It didn't just happen by accident. Yes, the benefactor is a wonderful man. God bless him. But God is in control of this earth. Mm. And you know what? I'm just an eternal fighter. I know I get pessimistic sometimes, but I believe in the end, we're not just going to win. We're going to kick some ass. We're going to win big time. I'm not getting you. By the way, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on radio or not, but my new favorite nickname is Rich. My brother, Rich Hamlin, gave it to me. I'm not.
You say what?
I'm not just. S-O-B. I'm not just the SOB. I'm the, by God, SOB. But I'm their SOB. I could probably get by with it, but I won't push the limit anymore. But
don't push your luck.
I surely won't.
Sam might have to reprimand you.
Yes, he might. Sam won't let me go to the IRS court with you. That's for sure. Well, Simon, I guess we're probably about to get ready to go to another break.
Thank you very much for having us, Eddie. Your listeners would like to donate to us to help us to continue the fight, we are boxing above our weight. Really, we come from a small country far away. We're a tiny population. And I believe that we're entitled to say that we have boxed above our weight. We have stepped into the breach of this conservative, Christian, Caucasian, European-derived civilization cause over the past few years, and we need support to continue to do that. If people have a heart for it, if they are interested, if they're willing to support us, please consider it. It enables us to continue to fight the good fight. They can go to our website, saitlanders.org. That's S-U-I-D, landers.org. Very easy. S-U-I-D, landers.org. And there they can find ways and means and methods to donate if they're interested.
You know,
thank
Simon,
you very much.
All this hell we're in right now ain't nothing but a test.
Mm.
Listen, I relate everything to running. My very first marathon, I collapsed at mile 20 and a half. And I prayed to God. Yeah. I said, God, where are you? Mm. I was totally exhausted. I got up and I finished that damn marathon. It's just God was testing my faith. God is testing us right now, Simon.
Mm.
You know what? If we fight, sit on our hind legs like men, like by God, pit bulls, we're not just going to win. We're going to kick some royal ass, Simon. I guarantee double damn to you. We're going to win. We're going to win. I'm getting chills.
What else is there to do? I mean, the only option is to capitulate to the madness in the world around us.
Yes, it is.
You know, we heard the story a couple of days ago of the husband who tried to get a court interdict against his wife, chemically castrating one of their 7-year-old twin boys. And he lost the court case. If our society is not insane, then I don't know what is insane. I don't know the meaning of the word insane. The world is going mad, and unless we stand up, we're going to get steamrolled. There is really no option.
And we're
so
fighting,
please,
Sam.
God, we will find the courage and the strength to continue this.
Simon, you really got me fired up. We're fighting none other than Satan. And
yes.
God is testing us. If we're not willing to stand up for God, God is not going to stand
this
up for us.
This onslaught is against the Christ. This is what we have to begin to recognize.
You said that in your speech.
The more that you look at this thing, the more that you examine it, you see that all of the threads lead back to one point. That is the destruction of the Christ.
Nailed it. You nailed it. I've always said, well, people, that was the one and only Simon Roach. He just got through talking. We're getting ready to go to another one and only as soon as this break is over. We're getting ready to go to Dr. Michael Hill, who's a pit bull man among pit bull men. League of the South saved everybody's lives in Charlottesville that fateful day. We'll be right back. Take over to your seats, people. We're going right back to Dr. Michael Hill.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what their mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas to push back protesters who tried to remove blast walls erected on a bridge in central Baghdad to prevent anti-government rallies from reaching a heavily fortified government area, a day after 45 people were killed in violence. Initially, there were 30 killed in Iraq as it was engulfed in anti-government protest, but the death toll rose after a senior official said 15 protesters died in a fire they had started while storming the powerful militia offices during one of the rallies in the country's south. The latest eruption of anti-government anger followed a nearly three-week hiatus to leaderless, spontaneous revolts, which were violently quelled earlier in the month in that war-torn country. The Houston Astros took Game 3 of the World Series against the Washington Nationals, tightening the series a bit, with the Nationals still up 2-1. Game 4 is tonight in Washington, with Jose Urquidy taking the mound for Houston and Patrick Corbin on the hill for the Nationals. Have a great Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
All right, folks, we're back. Eddie had to go fill up his gas tank. He's probably got a little coffee in a cup now. I'm sure he's getting a little bit of fuel in him. So, but right now, you're with the host, Matt Goodwin, and we are coming to you live from the bean fields. We've got a lot of guests, honored guests, in our studio. And these people here sitting around me in this room, as Eddie has described it already, are some of the best people I've ever met in life. Honestly, these people are more hardcore, more principled than most 99% of Americans out there, people that call themselves Americans. And one person in specific that we have as a guest, it touches my heart that he's here right now. I marched under this man. He led us through the streets of Charlottesville when all hell was raining down on us. When they were throwing stuff across our heads, across our bodies, when they were lashing out at us, all manners of demonic forces were attacking us. This man stood strong, stood tall, and led a group of men, as Eddie said before the break, saved lives out on the streets, on the bloodbath of Charlottesville. Dr. Michael Hill, thank you for coming on the show.
It's always my pleasure. I always like to be on here with my good buddies.
Amen. Amen, and it is. I mean, this is a somber, and this is a God-given moment for us to have this moment right now where we're together again.
We can't take any of these things for granted. I mean, you know, we don't know if we'll ever be together again after today. You know,
can I just thank you for your service to our people.
Well, it's been an honor. You know, it's been an honor for me to do this all my life. I started fighting communists literally when I was a young man, like 1971. I know Eddie's been in that fight too. But for the last 25 years with the League of the South, and it's been my distinct pleasure to be able to serve like this and to get to know the fine men and women who have put themselves on the line for this cause, the cause of not only the South, but the cause of the white race worldwide. So It's just been a distinct pleasure for me to be in this position, and I thank God for putting me here.
Do you think the Heapy Report, that famous report that was supposed to be an unbiased report, do you think that it vindicated us on the streets of Charlottesville, that this whole city turned against us?
Yes, I do. I read the Heapy Report, and I'm sure it's going to be a very important document in the coming trials where we're involved, of course, in Charlottesville. But I think that it laid the groundwork for the truth to come out, because it basically said that the city of Charlottesville and the state of Virginia dropped the ball on this, at the very least, if they didn't collude to wreck this event, which had been permitted by them in the first place. I mean, you know, what we had here was a travesty on the part of the officials there. And the way I look at this, and I would go back and do it again just the same way I did it.
Amen. Did it there. Amen.
But let me, even knowing what I know now, because I'll tell you why. We walked out of that parking garage, and we walked down East Market Street, and it was a venue that was open to foot traffic, and we're free men and women, and we can go where we want to. And we were going to a park that we had a permit to gather in, so we were exercising our right to public assembly. And we were going there. I was going there to speak. I'd been asked to come and speak. And I was going there to exercise my First Amendment right to freedom of speech. So we had three issues of our rights involved here. And we stopped about 30 feet before that screaming mob of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and gave them a chance to get out of the way. You know, we asked them, you know, we want to go to the park, and they locked arms and started, you know, hollering at us and throwing stuff at us, and
marching up to our lines and actually throwing punches.
Well, actually, what happened was is we stopped and gave them a chance to get out of the way. You know, that's it. We gave them a chance to get out of the way and let us go peacefully to our destination. And we looked at the cops. There were some cops standing around. They just kind of shrugged their shoulders. You're on your own, you know. We, at that moment, I had a choice to make. I could have turned that column around, and we could have gone back to the garage. I'd have never done that, of course.
No, we can't get both.
But that's right. But let me tell you why. You know, at that point, the authorities had told us, directly told us by their inaction, we will not uphold your rights. We will not uphold your rights to freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. So as free men, we had a choice to make. We could uphold our own rights or we could surrender them. And we upheld our own rights by marching through that mass of stinking humanity. And I would do it again 1,000 times, because if a man will not uphold his rights, then he has no right to call himself a free man. And that's exactly what we did, and I would do it again.
They were trying to push us out of the public space. Literally, like the space you occupy, they don't want us. They want to kill us. They want to push us away from society. And no, we cannot turn away from that. One question I've always kept in the back of my mind and asking people ever since, as soon as we came out of the parking garage and marching down the street, who was lined up on the left and right side of the road? Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. I mean,
the media
was there, like they, you know, knew what was coming.
They knew what was coming.
They knew exactly,
exactly
what was coming.
What happened?
And that's why this thing was so well documented by videos, is because they knew this is where the action is going to take place. Look, let me tell you what we did. My chief of operations called the Charlottesville Police Department at least a week before this happened and told them that we were going to be at the parking garage on East Market Street, that we were coming in there to assemble to go to the park. And they knew it. This was adjacent to the police station. And that's why we went there, is to show them that we want you to know we're coming and we want you to know our plans ahead of time. Do you think they helped us at all? Hell no.
No
way. Just moved out of the way and let this conflict take place. And, you know, I'll be damned if I'm going to turn around and walk away from a situation like this. I don't care what happens in the end, because this is what free men do to uphold their rights. And as I said, you know, I have no regrets about what happened, even after, you know, having faced these lawsuits that we're going to be going through next year. This is what you do.
What can people do to support you in these lawsuit situations? Can we show up at court? Can we sit in the audience and just be there for support? What can we do?
Well, you can. As far as I know, the courtroom will be open to the public. You have to get there first come, first serve, I'm sure. But look, here's the problem, the way I see it. I'll have to be there, and my chief of staff, Mike Tubbs, who's named in the suit as well, will have to be there. And, you know, Tubbs and I are both big guys, and, you know, we've both had a little experience with, you know, fighting and stuff like that. But, you know, we'll be in danger. We'll absolutely be in danger when we set foot in Charlottesville. Yeah, physical danger. So we're asking people to show up to kind of support us like that.
We need a detail. We need to put a detail on y'all and just to help make sure that y'all are safe, just for your safety.
Sure.
Yes, what time of the year is this going to be?
Well, we don't know yet. The trial was supposed to have taken place this summer July and August, but it was postponed indefinitely.
You told me a good reason why you think that.
Yeah,
tell me why it was postponed.
Postponed because the discovery's still going on, because the plaintiff's attorneys can't find anything to pin on everybody, and they're still trying to discover something that will lead them to think, you know, that there was this conspiracy to riot that they're claiming that we all were engaged in. So we're thinking, and I think there's another reason that's been postponed. I think it's been postponed till the summer of 2020 because that's going to be the height of the presidential campaign season. And they want this to have maximum effect against Trump because, you know, Trump said there were very fine people on both sides. And they're going to try to resurrect that and have this be a show trial in the middle of the presidential race to hurt Trump. But the way I see it, it's a God-given opportunity for us because all eyes are going to be on that trial. And it will be a high-profile event. So I think we have win or lose, and I don't think we've got a dog's chance of winning this thing in Charlottesville. I don't think there's any justice to be had for us there. I could be wrong, but I do think that there's a great opportunity to get our message out because we'll have a lot of eyes focused on us.
Well, Dr. Hill, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking your time and spending your life in support of our people. And God bless you, and I hope our audience helps you out, helps the League of the South. Folks, thank you for being with us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999. Or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna
Okay, people, we're right back. We're right back here at Blood River Radio, and we're coming live. And if you've seen the outstanding guests we've had, and bear with me because I'm really, really hot right now just thinking about what happened in Charlottesville and thinking about what this communist thug mafia organization we have that we call the government here in the United States is doing to our people. But I'm going to tell you one more thing, people, if I can, don't lose my train of thought from being so mad. We're talking to a man right here, Michael Hill, who is the president of the League of the South. He's the head honcho of the League of the South. We have a former Tennessee head in the room with us right now. Rick Hamlin, we have two members of the League of the South right here. I'm a member, so is my co-host, Matt Goodwin. And I'm going to tell you flat out again, people, this man right here, Dr. Michael Hill, in the League of the South, saved lives in Charlottesville that day. I don't care what people told you. To quote Mr. Marine Jeans, Gene Andrews, we were the dogs of hell. The feral animals were turned loose on these men up there in Charlottesville that day. And I'm going to tell you flat out, too. I've gone to places where you listen to good speeches and all that stuff with the PhDs, you know, from Vanderbilt and places like that. And I love them to death. I call them the dead poets kind of affectionately. But you know what? Those aren't the people that's going to save us. The days of long-winded speeches are gone. Simon can tell you that. Dr. Hill can tell you that. I can tell you that. But if you have enough common sense, you will know those days are gone. In the first war of independence here in the United States of America, I've heard we've got from 3 to 5% maximum. I'm thinking it's more like 3%. Well, you're listening to one of the 3%ers on this radio show tonight, and Dr. Hill and the other people we've had on tonight, Simon. That's who's going to save your butt when it turns loose, when all hell breaks loose, and it's not that far away. You know, so I'm telling you what, you need to send some money in here. If you don't have enough guts yourself to join an organization or send money into us, send some money in to the League of the South, care of Dr. Hill, because you know what? They're knee-deep, they're up to their eyeballs in these stinking lawsuits. And you know what? Like Dr. Hill says, we've got a snowball's chance in hell of winning it. But I'll tell you what, in the day, I want y'all to be paying attention to Blood River Radio, because when we find out this court case is going down, we're going to go to Charlottesville. We're not going to let our beloved leaders go up there and face these hounds of hell by themselves. By God. Go back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, that's the kind of attitude that we're going to have to take about this. We're going to have to do like Josie Wales in that great movie Clint Eastwood made. You know, he said, sometimes you just got to get mad dog mean. And we're coming to a time, we're already at that time, where we're going to have to get mad dog mean. And somebody's going to have to defy these people. You know, we've got a government and a so-called justice system that are being used against us. There's going to be no justice for people like us in this legal system. So we're going to have to basically either knuckle under to these unjust verdicts, or somebody's going to have to stand up and say, no, we're not accepting this. And we are going to have an opportunity, more than likely, I would guess, because we don't know exactly when this trial is going to be. I would guess it's going to be the summer of 2020, right in the middle of the presidential campaign. And I think that it's probably being done purposefully by the plaintiff's attorneys in order to hurt the electoral chances of Donald Trump. Even though he's not really one of us, Amen. He has this reputation of being sort of the great white hope, the last hope of white people, and he's accused of being a white nationalist, which I don't think he is, of course, but I do think that that's why this case will be tried in the summer of 2020, more than likely, because it's a strategic time for the people who are bringing the suit. So it's going to be a very, very interesting period in our history as a movement. And we are going to have the unqualified support of all of our people, because this is going to be a very, very important event. And if we fail to take advantage of this, to rally our people, we may not have another opportunity. We got an opportunity here to show people the injustice that's taking place against white people, not just in this country, but worldwide. And if we can't get justice in our court system, then we've got to go somewhere else for justice. And I think we know where that is.
Amen. You know what? You make some good points. I have a good friend of mine, a good friend of Dr. Hill's. We have many of fine attorneys that we're friends of. We were talking to Sam Dixon just the other last week, I believe it was, and he is a very fine attorney, very, very fine attorney. And even Sam Dixon says there is no law in this country anymore. The law is a sham. We have other attorneys. We have Keith Alexander. We have Kurt Lyons. We've seen him in the past before. They say the same thing. You know, so if you have no law in this country right now, I'm going to ask you people, I put this point, this question to you before. What is the difference between a totally out of control, a communist, Bolshevik, satanic government, to quote General Nick from over in Croatia? You got Bolshevik Satanists running our government. What's the difference? If you're at home and you got a bunch of thugs come to kick your door down, they want to come in and steal what you got and rape your wife, would you let them do that because they say they won't do it? We have a law. We have a government. I don't recognize their rights anymore. If it gets any worse, you know, that's come get me if you will. But I mean, Dr. Hill's right. We're just going to have to. You know what? Like I've said on the show before, I'll say it again. It's coming to a point. We're going to have to say, I refuse to be arrested. I'm not going to let the mafia. I'm not going to let the Genoveses. I'm not going to let, you know, the Sal Schultzmans, the Jewish mafia, arrest me. Dr. Hill, you're 100% right. And people, please, God, send some money in to the League of the South because they need it. We need it desperately. We're going to try to do as peaceful as long as we can in the court system. But like I had an attorney last week said, justice takes money, lots of it. Dr. Hill.
Well, I do think that's right. I'm not so sure that any amount of money could buy us justice in Charlottesville. But look, we have good attorneys. We have good researchers. We're going to do the best we can in this case. But let me tell you that once it's decided, whatever the decision is, I can guarantee you this, the League of the South in some form or another is going to continue working toward our goal of Southern independence. Because we don't recognize this, we haven't recognized this government for over 150 years as legitimate.
You got that right.
And we still don't. I don't care who's leading it. I don't care what kind of charade they play about, you know, being a lawful government. In our opinion, they're not. They're an illegitimate government. And we are only obeying the law under this government because right now they have so much power that they could, you know, immobilize us and arrest us. So, once we get out from under that, you know, we will basically tell them to go to hell.
Amen. Amen. I second and third that. Amen to that, Dr. Hill. You know, Dr. Hill, you brought up a great point. The so-called republic we're living in right now was established at the point of a bayonet.
It was. It was. And it's kept itself in power illegitimately through, you know, basically doing whatever it wishes to intimidate the people. And we're seeing the fruits of that right now,
yes, the
sour fruits of it, because, you know, white people in this country and white people in South Africa, white people in Europe, anywhere around the globe right now are being persecuted or being genocided. And what do you do when you know that's happening? You cannot operate under a system that is bent on destroying you. You have to get out from under it and oppose it. You simply cannot obey its dictates, and we're going to see in this coming year that government come down hard on white dissidents, and we are at the forefront of that white dissident movement in the League, and there are some other groups out there too that are involved in this. But to be quite honest, of those groups that marched out of that parking garage down East Market Street in Charlottesville on August the 12th, 2017, the League of the South is the only group standing.
You know, you know what? And Ike Baker said this a couple of weeks ago. You know, we weren't the first ones there. There was other groups in Lee Park before the League got there. But Ike Baker said, when the people in that Lee Park saw that black flag, They knew help was on the way, by God. There was a cheer that went up that could probably sound and hear it all the way to heaven. And that's, I'll tell you what, I'll say it again. Dr. Hill and the League of the South saved lives that day. They saved lives. And you know what? People, please, I beg you, help Dr. Hill. Help the League of the South. Because we're going to fight to the death. We have, I mean, then we have no other choice. We have no other choice. It's only going to get worse. You talk to anybody. We have a lady we're going to bring on after a while. She was in South Africa. It's the same there. It may be worse here than it is there. Well, people, we're getting ready to go to a break. Thank you for listening, and please send money to the League of the South. This man here has put his life on the line. He's got to go through the Hell Hounds Court in Charlottesville. Please send money. Do what you can do. If you're a lawyer, want to help us out, pro bono, do that. Hang on your seats. We'll be right back with a new guest. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this.